Are you self-taught?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Vicky had mentioned that. I didn't realize that.
That, you know, that always bothers me.
Just taught by Hendrix. Just to like learn everything.
This is before the days of like YouTube, where you know
totally
you had to figure it all out on your own.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's this?
Judd, music.
Oh.
Self. I mean, honestly, I used to just learn each Jimi Hendrix like song note for note.
Yeah.
You know? It was like my escape.
So you learned every Hendrix note. That was kind of your thing, huh?
Yes.
He was your inspiration for learning guitar.
Absolutely.
Are you a lefty?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but
wait a second. The Instagram looked like he was. Are you gonna look at that here now?
Me?
Yeah, I was thinking you were.
It's probably because I was just like doing some heroic backbend that made me look like.
Oh, you know what it is?
Been.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's every one of your pictures on Instagram is just completely over the top. That's what it is. So it just seems like
must be
like,
left-handed.
Yeah, you must be left. You have to be.
Yeah.
With all that going on, so. yeah, so what's, so you learned music all on your own, like completely on your own.
Yeah, and I just loved, like, I grew up obviously, like, around so much reggae music and just,
right.
I don't know, it was so deep in my blood, and this island kind of created a rhythm, and then on my other side is New Orleans, so, like, I just always had this, like, rhythm and like, feeling and, like emotional connection to whatever place I lived in, you know?
Right. Yeah.
These are deep places, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the Caribbean is deep.
Yeah. And there's also, as a child here, I didn't have like real TV or anything like that. You had to go, like, you know, we talked about Montessori school and like, how like.
Yeah, we both went to Montessori school.
In different countries?
Yeah.
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 Oh, and this island is so full of Montessori schools, and I think for a reason, because what people want to raise their kids on those kind of platforms, you know?
Right.
Self-discovery, instead of being told what to learn, they're deciding what they want to learn and then going out and learning it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I've met a lot of musicians that have gone to Montessori school. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
That'd be a great step.
There is a lot
see
of
the correlation, yeah.
A lot of our local artists, too, even I've talked to have gone there. So what's a, like for people, you know, there's always a lot of people that haven't been here very long listening to us. So a little background on you, if you could. Could you just like give us some history? I mean, I know you trained yourself in music. You were always passionate about it. But, you know, what was the progression?
Yeah.
And then how did you get to where you are now?
Yeah.
How did you make that leap from the boy in his room learning Hendrix songs to touring the world?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I would say my family, my side of the... my family down here, they're real, like, fighters in a way.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
And my grandfather, Berkeley, who's buried right over there, just kind of instilled in me at a young age, like, you need to get in the ring and, you know, fight for your, like, what you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. He was a boxer and I watched boxing as a kid. I think, you know, wanted me to like be that. And when I'm on stage, I actually feel like I am, you know, fighting for melody. But I moved to the States and I immediately joined a band, you know, and I just stopped caring. And I stopped caring about school for the young ones. But I just knew it was my calling immediately. You know, I just was so connected to my instrument. It was like my inner microphone, you know, that I could connect to anybody with.
Right.
And I started going, my dad would bring me to these famous blues clubs and pretty much put me on stage even before I knew how to play guitar. And I was just kind of forced into this, not forced, but like gracefully pushed in to learning how to play the blues with proper blues musicians in a very like colorful jazz culture. And
was that intimidating at the time, or did you like kind of rush into it? Like you were saying, your personality is kind of that way, to just take it and go.
I was,
but at that young age, were you kind of intimidated? Or
I was I'm getting on stage with like people that played Muddy Waters,
legends.
You probably didn't know enough about them at the time to be intimidated.
No, I was just like wearing like a polo and Billabong shorts, like on stage.
That's pretty much
like not looking cool at all. With like, I had a shaved head.
You look exactly like that now. It's funny.
And you know, I just, as soon as I got out of, but the funny thing about that is, like, I would play at a blues bar until 2 a.m. and then go to, like, school the next morning.
Right.
You know, and I was so, like, just not even there. I knew that I was going to go on tour right after high school. Yeah. I knew. And then I went to California, cliche story, and I moved out there with my ex-girlfriend, who was a singer of my band, and, you know, we the first spark was we got, like, a great, like, New York Times article, and we started to see this, like, oh, we can, like, actually do this and make this, like, a career.
What band was that?
It was called Moon Honey.
Okay.
And we got, like, a deal, and we got the thing, and that kind of put my, like, heart into overdrive, realizing that, like, I might have something.
Yeah, right.
So then that, fast forward, we started, like, you know, playing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger venues in Los Angeles, touring on a larger scale, broke up, as you do, everything dies, and then we...
some quicker than others.
Yeah, but what comes from death is a whole bunch of life, you know, and yeah. I, right after that, I got picked up by this band, Palais Royale.
Still with now?
Yeah. Met Matt Pauling. We immediately, like, I went in there, redid their whole record. It ended up being pretty, very successful. And then basically haven't got on tour, off tour since.
So they were already an established band, and you were stepping in to fill someone else's shoes that had left, or?
No, they were just three, like, Disney star brothers that, like, needed, like, a...
They were part of the Disney machine.
They were part of the Disney machine.
Like, the Mileys and the Ariana Grandes.
And they needed a true...
That just did. I didn't know that.
Well, next to Montessori, that's the other school that's been...
needed a true vibe guy to come in.
Yeah.
And, you know...
That makes so much more sense.
They're great, and, like, they have such a beautiful fan base, and I kind of found, like, so much of myself in those performances. I mean, it's reckless. It's like Rolling Stones times 1,000.
Yeah.
As far as just, like, you know, just chaotic.
Genre.
How is it when you're, like, when you're, because you do a lot of studio sessions, too, with different people, right? But
that's more of a recent thing.
Okay.
You know, I started with them, and then I did Ashton, who's down there. He did a solo record. I did that with him. He has this amazing band called 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh yeah, we play him on Z quite a bit.
Oh cool.
Yeah.
And so I started playing with him, and then, you know, I met LP under interesting circumstances, to say the least.
Okay.
That sounds like a whole other story.
Yeah, and we just immediately were like, oh, okay. We've known each other forever, you know, like, let's,
that
but we would just, we
what?
Just kind of started going to the bar every night, really, and just, like.
Well, I mean, you know, it was a pandemic, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So you guys met during the pandemic?
No, we met through my ex-fiance.
Okay.
Who also worked with, who's an amazing musician, Lauren Ruth Wood, and so we met through her, and then after Lauren and I broke up, like, towards end of 2020, and then, you know, it's like kind of one of those kind of like guilty kind of friends where you're like, should I be hanging out? I feel kind of bad. But we just hit it off. It had nothing to do with, you know, whatever,
right.
our past. So, I was a little reluctant to start making music with him just because I didn't want to, it felt like, you know, it's just like, where's the line of that, you know, a little bit. But to be honest, my ex is like not like that about like working with people and stuff. But anyway, so. But then I didn't know if we'd hit it off because we were such good friends, and also just like completely independent, doing well in music.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like.
Should we go there?
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Well, I imagine, like, maybe you guys could tell me, but in radio, if you're doing a show with a co-host, there's got to be a certain chemistry there for it to work, like, individually.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can act professional on the show or whatever, but it's not going to be as real as if you're actually friends or if you're actually, you know what I mean? Because, like, Terry and I are good friends, so it comes across, I think, on the show because it's kind of natural.
But sometimes, besides, you know, my artist career, I also write for other people, and I've done, like thousands of things. Songwriting sessions, and I've had, like, you know, all this like chattering, like, yay, you're so dope, da da da. And then we get in the studio, and just like,
right. Crypt. Yeah.
You know, and then sometimes I walk in, I'm like, I hate this one. and then boom, it's, you know, it's like instant great, you know. Mm-hmm. But so he and I, we just like, I think we were a little like, what's going to happen? And then boom, it started like right from the start. The first three things we did were like, we loved and possibly almost definitely be on my next record. Yeah. And then, so then I was like, oh, you know, and it was Matt and Ashton too was part of it. I said, I want to go somewhere because I've been to Mexico, Greece, all these places. And he was like, let's go to Cayman. And I was like, yeah, and I'm here. And I love it. It's very inspiring.
Yeah.
And I'm with all these inspiring people. So it's like, at an inspiring spot, inspiring people.
There's something about being in the ancestral territory, you know. My Uncle Bunny lives around the corner.
Tell him about your grandparents are buried, like, down the street.
On the way up here, you know, I took Ashton to my grandparents, Berkeley and Selena's grave, and I mean, they're heroes, you know, to me, and I could just feel how immensely proud they would be for, like, me to be speaking up for the island and bringing people here to see it, because so many people don't realize, they just think of Seven Mile Beach, they just think of, like, whatever they heard about it on a movie. But, like, there's a whole nother... I think their mind was blown when you saw how much, like, desolate, beautiful, rustic nature there is.
It's like a postcard that you see a deserted island.
You know, absolutely.
This exists here.
Every Sunday morning, I like to actually meditate in the water now. That's one thing I've started doing since I moved to the island, which is pretty awesome. Yeah. This whole place does have amazing energy down here. And I wanted to ask you about the music related to that, too. But every Sunday now, I make a habit of coming up to this side and just chilling, because this side feels different than the other side too.
Oh, totally. You know what I mean? I mean, I like everything about it, like, pirate energy is like my vibe, my soul.
Right.
You know, and so this is like the ultimate pirate vibe.
Oh, yeah, it's just.
Yeah,
it's
got
great.
Rum barrels that literally washed up like just around the corner here, around Point.
But you can
so
see
so much it. History.
Oh yeah, it's incredible.
Amazing.
My Uncle Bonnie's cooking us a full spread of my Uncle Bunny and I are doing a full Jamaican dinner for them tonight.
Stop it. What's next for you guys? Where are you off to, like, after Cayman? What's your the rest of your year looking like, if you haven't planned anything that far?
God. I leave from here tomorrow to go do European festivals. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, on Friday, we're playing with, like, Tame Impala, Sean Paul. Like,
oh, yeah, Tame Impala, really?
Yeah, they're headlining our day, Arctic Monkeys.
Wow.
And, I just actually got off tour for a month with My Chemical Romance, which was crazy.
Nice.
Doing European festivals, fly back, have no day off, fly straight from Rome to Massachusetts and start a tour with Korn and Evanescence.
Korn.
It's just hilarious.
Ironic. You just watched the Woodstock 99.
Oh, so God, yeah. And Korn. Then we go straight from that to the headline tour for the new record that's coming out.
That's cool.
I've been kind of between that project and another guy named Barnes Courtney, who's a great singer-songwriter, who LP's actually.
Oh, no, I've listened to his stuff. He's incredible.
He's amazing. So I've been doing a lot of work with him and his record. And then, just constant touring and recording and hopefully.
And you don't get burnt out from being on the go, or does that actually.
No,
one
I love
of those
it.
People that feeds off the
I
energy.
Feed off of it. When I stop, it's difficult.
Yeah.
I did want you to comment maybe for just 30 seconds on, like, the general energy of the music of this region, because there's something about it. You know what I mean? Like, the music that comes out of here has influenced the world. Hip-hop originated in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sake, there's, like, a special energy here. And you growing up here, I mean, like, what would you say about that, if anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even people, like growing up listening to Zayn and I.
Right.
You know, like, you would hear, like, dance hall stuff back then on the channel, and like driving to school and hearing that, like that, like, or soca.
Yeah.
I was in Pirates Week when I was a kid.
Right.
You know, like, that stuff comes out of me in so many different ways that I don't even notice until I'm on stage or saying something to somebody, or like, I really am a pirate. You know, I really am from an island.
Can you pull out that authentic Caymanian accent when you need to?
Oh,
my God, dude. He's the best.
I have to do it in the airport sometimes, because I'll walk into the line, you know, with my Cayman passport, and they're like, this guy.
Yeah.
No way.
Like, sort of the other line.
No way, you know.
All right, so I'm going to be like, and I'm sorry, what? And so what, did you grow up here?
I can't do it.
Give us your best local line.
I have it really good. I can't do it right now.
What about, like, yeah, come on. I'm gonna,
the performer, we clammed him up. We found
you clammed me up. That language is too sacred for me. You know?
I'm like, we don't have a table for you at this restaurant.
That's what happens when I go back to my small town, too. It's like, I can't, there's certain things I can't do that I can do other places.
Just like, tell him no. Like, he'd be like, no, we don't have room for you. It's like this restaurant here.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
What are you up to for the rest of the year?
As soon as I leave here, I have like 3 days to repack, and I start in Copenhagen for like a headline tour all through like Eastern Europe and like, I don't know, Prague and Poland and all these places. Mm-hmm. And then I do a few shows in South America with the Killers, and then I keep writing, and then I start touring. Probably I'm going to be writing December, January, and then February I start a South American tour that goes into an Australian tour that goes into so yeah, it's the same, you know. There's no like when I'm posting stuff, I mean, they think people know I'm writing, but they're like, oh, are you getting a rest? I'm like, yeah, but this is how I rest. This is how I rest, you know. It's like I need the soak up and then put out things, you know, like tour. It's like, you know, tour, this is like 10 o'clock in the morning for me, but I'm just going back at it, you know. Same. And you know, I know Ashton's like goes into like massive hardcore rehearsals for a massive tour.
Yeah, he's doing a Royal Albert Hall like a big live shoot at Royal Albert in September, so everyone's on one right after this, so it's kind of it's amazing that
we're all just sponges right now.
He leaves tomorrow, so tomorrow I need to realize.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad we had to do this.
Taking the story and everything. Thank you.
I'll be